NFDENNIS, Lockwood, LOCKWOD, 824-75. Today's 110, chief complaint. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is fever. Next one is body ache. Next one is leg pain. Next one is histocongestion, heart failure. Next one is sleep apnea. Sleep apnea untreated. Next member has an appointment coming up with the cardiologist. Blood work done. Next member. Next number. Status post gastric bypass surgery. Weight loss of 150 pounds. Next number, positive exposure to COVID. Next number, felt much worse on Saturday with abdominal pain, but is doing better now with abdominal pain. He's able to eat, but still having symptoms of COVID without any shortness of breath. Immunization, no risk of COVID immunization. Surgery, foot surgery, tonsils, gastric bypass, i.e. sleeve. Medical problems, hypertension, CHF, hypothyroidism, obesity, sleep apnea, has lost over 150 pounds, not using a CPAP medication, Coric and Losartan, doesn't know the doses per cardiologist, off all the other medication, allergy, non-drug allergy, immunization, I said that no COVID, family history, coronary artery disease, blood work is due, social, he's a driver, he does drink very occasionally, he doesn't use any drugs, he doesn't smoke, he's been married 7 years, has 2 children, review of the records indicates that patient has had issues with splenomegaly in the past. The last time that was looked at was in 2018. His last liver function test was also back then. He has had blood work done at a different physician's office. Period.
You know what the sample would be for him? The chicken or the male?
Just the total. Yeah, the male is fine.
The male?
Yeah. Yeah, all they do is adjust the rate. Adjust the total. Has been told at one time that I had increased the size in his spleen, but that hasn't been worked up. Today he weighs 270 pounds, review of system as above, 94 to 98%, in no distress, 98, temperature 16, 55, 109 over 70. Heart positive, one positive, to lungs, feel bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft, but obese neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, no extremity shows no edema, neurological non-focal assessment. Number one, he is COVID positive. Number two, Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Number three, he didn't have a chest x-ray today because he didn't want to have a chest x-ray. He feels like he's well enough that he doesn't have to do a chest x-ray at this time. He says he comes back if he gets worse. Next number is, he says he comes back if he gets worse. Let's see. Okay, number one, then we're going to give him Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack along with Rocephin and Decadron at home. Next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at his abdomen, he does have fatty liver, has an enlarged spleen, about 12 to 14 centimeters. This needs workup, he needs CT scan, blood work, platelet count. He wants to do this at his cardiologist's office / PCP. I gave him my cell number. I told him to call me if the cardiologist / PCP doesn't want to do the blood test. It's imperative, in capital letters, to do the blood test and a CT of the abdomen ASAP. He realizes that. Next number, congestive heart failure. Next number is very enlarged right ventricle. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number is weight loss of over 150 pounds. Next number, obesity. Next number, diet and exercise, continuation of diet and exercise discussed. Next number, blood work is immediately needed, along with further workup, including CT of his abdomen. Next number, he understands what's at stake and the fact that with increased size of spleen. We need to make sure he doesn't have hepatitis C, make sure he doesn't have a malignancy, make sure he doesn't have thrombocytopenia and a slew, S-L-E-U-G-H, of other issues and problems. But he still, even though he knows how significant that is, he wants to have this blood work done at his cardiologist / PCP's office and send us a copy of it. Next number, I'm going to have him come back in 2 weeks just to go over the blood test, even though they may have gone over it with him, just to make sure he comes back. Next number, he does have my cell phone. He will call me if anything changes and we cannot get the blood work done at their office. Thank you. Oh, next number, also we looked at his legs because of his swelling, most likely related to partially treated sleep apnea with weight loss, but no sign of DVT or PVD was noted in the upper or lower extremity. Also, the pain could be related to COVID-19. Next number, we looked at his carotid. There's no evidence of obstruction noted in the carotid. The lymphadenopathy related to COVID-19. Next numbers, prostate is slightly enlarged on the exam. Next number, with a family history of stroke, the carotid ultrasound was also done, as I mentioned, with no evidence of obstruction. Thank you.